You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Morena Jenna, Morena. How are you?
So great.
We were just discussing off air what a busy month it's been. It is all sorts of, it's still New Zealand Music Month, but it's been the Writers' Festival. We've had the Ockham Awards. We've had Comedy Fest. It's all happening in Tamaki in May. Have you caught your breath yet from a very busy period for the book world?
I'm still riding a high from the Auckland Writers' Festival, Ockhams, etc. There was lots going on. They sold 85,000 tickets over that weekend.
So fantastic.
Biggest ever, or one of the biggest ever. It was just fantastic, and so many ideas and interesting discussions. And like on the Monday after the Writers' Festival, customers were just ringing for a debrief for everybody.
Yeah.
It's just all we talked about for the whole week.
That's so good.
And people are like, what's your favourite? And I'm like, Patchett. But it was just because it was the last one that I saw, because I saw so much. So it was really wonderful, and it makes all the work worth it. Not my work,
does.
Other people's hard work, but yeah.
It absolutely does. It is a great time for celebrating. You've brought us a Miranda July book today.
Yes.
What are we talking about?
She's my favourite. So have you read The First Bad Man or any short stories by her?
I have read, not The First Bad Man. I've read one of her short stories. I come at her from the art angle more.
Yes.
I've seen more of her visual stuff than read her stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Love her weird Instagram. People don't follow her on Instagram. It's buzzy. It's cool.
It's
definitely
a vibe.
Get into it. Yeah.
She's a writer, filmmaker, artist, app creator, and this is her long-awaited second novel. The First Bad Man, which was one of my favorite books of all time, was published in 2013. Here we have all fours. Provocative title, provocative book. We have this unnamed character that very closely resembles Miranda July in age, career, interests, family setup. She's a semi-successful, recognized in some circles, woman. She's married with a child, and she hates transitions such as getting into pools, packing, and Sunday nights. I really related to that.
Oh, that's a very specific list that feel very deeply in my bones.
And she's starting to go through perimenopause as well. She has PTSD from the traumatic birth of her child, and she has this creative drought, all leading for the need to do something for herself. So she's received $20,000 from a whiskey company who used a line of her book as their tagline.
Oh.
And she's going to take a solo driving trip from LA, where she lives, to New York City. See people along the way, experience lovely things, and stay in a fancy hotel at the end.
Okay.
That's how she's going to spend her money.
Love that.
One thing I want to say is that she talks about there's two different types of people in life. There's parkers and there's drivers. So drivers are able to maintain awareness and engagement even when life is boring. They don't need applause for every little thing. They can get joy from petting a dog or hanging out with their kid, and that's enough. This kind of person can do cross-country drives. Parkers, on the other hand, need a discrete task that seems impossible, something that takes every bit of focus for what they might receive applause. Bravo, someone might say, after they fit the car into an especially tight spot. Amazing. The rest of the time they're bored and fundamentally kind of disappointed. A parker can't drive across the country, but parkers are good in emergencies. They like to save the day. So this character, she is a parker, but trying to be a driver.
Okay.
Love classic.
Okay, so that sets the scene.
This is great.
But about 20 minutes out of LA, she pulls into the small town called Monrovia, to top up with petrol. And whilst there, this young man cleans her windscreen, and they maintain intense eye contact while he's
cleaning the
screen.
Whoa.
And she just like checks into this local motel called the Elixir and just doesn't leave this tidy town outside, 20 minutes away from her home.
Parked up.
So she's parked up. Yeah.
So that's the start of the book, and a wild journey comes, which involves Instagram and some dancing. With all of her work, it's about connection between strangers. It's what intrinsically links every medium she works in. Boundaries and ethics are no barrier for our protagonist. And I think if you're a fan of the French artist Sophie Kale, I get, those kind of creepy interactions. There's no Atessa Moshfegh without Miranda July.
Totally.
She's a playful, provocative writer. There's a lot of sex, a lot of masturbation, I think more masturbation than sex, squirmy dancing, and there's also hope and possibility and reconfiguration. And I'm not, you know, she's by herself, but she's also renegotiating her marriage, monogamy, her relationship with her child, etc. So there's a lot of hope in this book, which I think are in a lot of her work as well. So she could be an acquired taste for some, but this is 100% my taste. So this was the novel that I've been looking forward to through all year.
Oh, sounds like
I really, really enjoyed it.
Sounds like a great book. Did you watch the film? Was that like maybe two film fests ago? The Fire of Love. It was about the volcanologists.
Loved it. No, loved I haven't. It. But she narrated it.
But she's the
it,
narrator.
Right?
Yeah.
Did she?
Yeah.
Ah.
She's got such a. I mean, I know she didn't write the script, but she's got such a singular voice, literally, and like in her kind of creative practice as well. I think give it a crack if you're new to the world of Miranda July. It's a wild journey to set off on.
Her brain is something incredible, kind of like, they don't write in a similar way, but Pip Adam, Wellington-based New Zealand writer, where you're just like, where are you coming up with this? The world is their possibility. They really crack and deep into the human condition and sort of look at things so much creatively. Yeah.
Fantastic. Great recommendation. All Fours by Miranda July on the shelves now?
It is. We have a huge pile published by Canongate. I would recommend reading it.
Fantastic. Thank you very much. Jenna, we'll see you soon.
You're welcome.
That was Loose Reads.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.